Hello, welcome back to another episode on the Tips Raising Chicks podcast. And today we're going to be talking about incubating eggs, what you need, and how to do it. So first off, to incubate eggs, you're going to need some good, healthy eggs. You need to make sure the eggs are fertile, and that means they have an embryo or a baby chick waiting to hatch inside of it. You can't just have a plain egg that you crack to scramble eggs, but make sure it's fertile, and you need a male and a female chicken to do that. Also, make sure the eggs are clean, because if your eggs have like poop all over them and aren't clean, then when you put them in the incubator, they could explode or it won't hatch, which is terrible. We just had a couple eggs that exploded in our incubator, and it stinks so badly, so make sure they're clean. You can't wash them, but make sure they don't have any poop on them, or because that can contain bacteria that sinks into the egg, and the egg won't hatch and could infect other eggs. So make sure it's very, very clean. So that's my first tip for you. But before we go into another one, let's listen to an Anchor sponsorship. So after you have the eggs ready, the second part of that is incubating, so you have to figure out what incubator you want to use. I did do a podcast episode on whether to use an incubator or a mother hen, and you can pick which one you want, but this one's all about incubating. So about incubating, you need to make sure you have a good incubator. We did buy one around $50 or $20 that wasn't that well. We bought like a really expensive one, not like, but under $200, but it was really expensive, but that one hatches every egg. And the cheap one only hatched like 1 out of 10 eggs, so. I would prefer using the expensive one, but if you don't have any money to buy any incubator, then you can use a mother hen. But if you have chickens and you're all in for it, to sell them, or maybe to hatch eggs, or to sell your eggs, I would definitely recommend getting an expensive, not expensive, but a good quality incubator. And that can really help your chickens hatch, and it's really important to have a good incubator. On the cover of this, I'll show you the incubator that we use. And the incubator is really important because when you put the eggs in there, they stay in there for 21 days and then they hatch. The incubator, we have one where you pour water into it and it puts humidity, and you can change the temperature, and it has a little flashlight to see if there's like an embryo and an egg in there, a little chicken in there. And I really like the one we use now, but I think a better quality one is a little bit more expensive, but it will definitely help your eggs hatch. So you cannot put the eggs into the incubator after 7 days. If they've been out 7 days a week, then you can't put them in the incubator, because I would say they already like aren't that ready because you waited too long. But if you put it between 1 and 7 days into the incubator, they can hatch and you can check if there's anything in it. And it's really cool with the incubator. If you buy an incubator, put it in for 21 days and check the temperature on the thing. It should tell you what the temperature should be at, and you can change the temperature on the top and the humidity and add water. And when you add the water, make sure it's distilled water, or water that you can buy distilled water, which is basically water that has been boiled and it's really clean. It's good for your chickens. You don't want to use just like tap water, that won't be good. But distilled water. The incubator should tell you some more instructions for incubating eggs. But those are my tips about incubating, and make sure they don't immediately take them to the brooder, because you need to make sure they sit and wait for at least a day to get them all fluffed up, because when they come out, they're all wet and kind of skinny looking, but when they fluff up, they're really cute. So don't be disgusted when they come out of the egg, because they just came out, they're gonna be all wet, because we just had some hatch yesterday and we put them in today, because you need to wait at least a day, 24 hours, to put them in when they're all fluffy. we did put some in the brooder like a couple hours after, but that's because they were like really big and they got all fluffed up really fast, and we had a heat lamp directly on them. And with a heat lamp, the brooder, if you don't know what the brooder is, it's like where you put the chickens after they hatched, they hatch to raise them. And then when they're around maybe 6 weeks old, you put them outside in the coop. But those are my tips on incubating eggs. Make sure they're clean. Read the instructions carefully with incubating eggs, and you'll be great with hatching them if you have a good incubator and you're being safe and it's clean. So those are my tips, and thank you for listening to this podcast.